Hi, my name is Michael White, mix engineer and founder of the MPG Music Production School. In this video, we're going to take a look inside the Waves V-Series. The V-Series is comprised of three plugins modeled from four legendary vintage Neve processors dating back to the 1960s and 70s. They are the VEQ3, the VEQ4, and the VComp. The VEQ3 is modeled after the 1066 and 1073 EQs from the late 60s and 1970. The VEQ4 is modeled after the 1081 4-band EQ, originally part of the 8048 console from the mid-70s. The VComp is modeled after the Neve 2254 master bus compressor, originally created in 1968. Together, these vintage components created a sonic footprint in the history of recording. Known for their rich, solid low-end and detailed mid-range, they have been the go-to processors for countless records all the way up to this day. Let's start by taking a close look at the individual settings on the plugins and then move on to some audio examples. Let's start with the VEQ3. The VEQ3 is a classic shaping EQ. It's both musical and warm. It's a three-band EQ with a high-pass filter, EQ in and out switch, phase reverse switch. There's a low-frequency shelf that has plus minus 18 dB of gain, and there's a mid-band parametric and a high-frequency shelving EQ. The two selections that you have in the high-frequency shelving EQ are 10K, which is from the 1066 EQ, and 12K, which is from the 1073 EQ. There is an output level control to make up for gain, and an analog switch, which is a modeling of the harmonic distortion and noise characteristics of the original hardware. There's a VU-style meter that shows in the DBFS scale on the right. The VEQ4 is much more of a detailing EQ. In addition to the high-pass filter, there's also a low-pass filter with, of course, the EQ and phase reverse switch. There is a low-frequency shelf, which has the additional added feature of turning it into a bell curve or a fixed parametric EQ. There are two mid-band parametrics, low-mid frequency band and high-mid frequency band, so that adds on to the number of frequency selections that you would have from the VEQ3. And it also has an additional feature of a high Q switch for either of the two bands. So this allows you to steepen the curve of the Q or bandwidth for each of the parametric EQs independently. There's also a high-frequency shelving EQ with more frequency selections and also has a bell curve switch to turn it into a fixed parametric EQ. It has the same output and analog switch, which is a modeling of the harmonic distortion of the 1081 EQ, and also the same meter at the output. The VComp over on the right here is a master bus compressor by its original design, and it has a fixed threshold, which was set in its original design by the master fader level. You can control the amount of signal passing above the fixed threshold by setting the input gain control and using the output gain control to balance or make up the gain based on the amount of compression that's applied in between. There's a limiter section on the left with a limiter level control here in the center. There's an attack and release settings that you can apply here. And the compressor section by default comes in. It has five ratio selections, just like the original hardware, and the different release selections. You can also turn the compressor into a de-esser by hitting the on switch here at the bottom. There is also an analog modeling that allows you to apply in percentage amounts the amount of harmonic distortion from the original hardware. So these are the three basic components. Let's get into some basic audio examples. So where I want to start is I want to start from here, right from the top, and sort of work our way backwards. So we'll take a look at the VComp and look at it in a master bus setting. So what I want to start with here is just a basic audio selection, and I will A/B this in and out just so you can get an idea of what this does. So what I have here on this is just a simple kind of pumping and breathing. So I have a moderate amount of gain reduction with a light ratio 2:1. And I can increase or decrease the amount of compression here just by changing the input level control. I have no limiter selection in on this particular usage, although that sometimes is very handy if you have a lot of peak information that's sticking out. In this case, it's pretty well balanced. I've only used B-series components other than a couple of small utility functions that are occurring here. You can feel the sense of rich warmth, and you can see how this compressor really gets the mix to breathe and groove and pulls the air out of it and brings some aliveness into it. And that's really just part of the original design. I'm going to show you some other ways, classic ways, because this is not, of course, the only way to use it. You can use it in much heavier kind of compression situation. So let's take a look at something here with a bass selection. And what I do here is I'm going to have a bit more moderate gain reduction here. So let's just solo up the muted bass track here. So what we have here is this is much heavier gain reduction, sort of in the minus 12 on the peak reduction level here. And this is meant to sort of even it out a bit tonally. So if I step through the ratio controls, you can hear how differently it reacts. So you'll get a bit more gain as you go up in the ratio control as the compressor starts to pull things together. And you can see here just by simple ratio selection here, how we can kind of change the sound in terms of the dynamic without even adjusting the input threshold. And we're still getting, you know, we're getting a pretty heavy amount of gain reduction here, but I kind of like to use this sometimes as a way of sort of tonally balancing the character of a sound. I go here with a faster or a 400 millisecond release. I can also go to an auto release. And depending upon what I'm trying to do, I may slow it down to like an 800 millisecond as a way of balancing the sound out. So let's just go through some of the release characteristics. So in listening back, although my original setting was 400, I kind of like what 800 is doing, which with a slower release time is just kind of evening out the overall tone. So let's A/B that in and out so that you can hear what that sounds like. There's a touch of clipping in there, which is probably coming from the limiter and the fast attack setting. I could probably limit or take care of that by raising the limit level up higher. Let's see if that sort of corrects it. This can sometimes, when you have moderate amounts of gain reduction, the limit level control is sometimes good for controlling that peak signal. When you have a lot of gain reduction occurring after the recovery occurs, it can sometimes pop in a little bit because the attack time on the compressor is not very fast. So the result of that is really great when you want to create a bit of pumping and breathing and forward movement with a mix or with the sound, but sometimes jumps out a little bit if you have a moderate or pretty heavy amount of gain reduction going on. There's one other example I want to show you here with regard to doing like a parallel compression chain. And sometimes what I'll do with this is I'll have just an EQ here. In this case, I have the VEQ4 where I'm sort of boosting certain low and high mid frequencies or from here on the shelving EQ, but also dipping out some of the mid-range frequencies. And this is a way of kind of pre-selecting what frequencies that I want the compressor to react to. And here I can have a pretty heavy amount of gain reduction. So what I've done here to get that maximum amount of gain reduction, I'm going a little bit more towards the higher ratio, or the highest ratio, the 6-to-1 setting with the limiter set in here, and a fast attack. So this will give add a little body. So let's listen to this with just the drums here and the bass. The sound, I can really selectively decide what frequencies that I want to kind of exaggerate or enhance. So what that allows me to do is it allows me to just kind of pull the whole thing together, kind of tighten the whole mix or blend of the individual instruments there. So that's just a parallel compression track. And this is a really great, I love to use the compressor in this particular way. Let's take a look at some of the other things with the VEQ3 and the VEQ4. The VEQ3, and here I'll just show an example with the kick drum, is a very warm, rich, more tonal shaping or balancing EQ. Because there is a limited number of frequencies that you have to select from and limited controls, unlike the VEQ4, which has much more detailed characteristics and many more selections that make you work with it a little bit better. Here with something like the kick drum, what I wanted to do is to add in a bit of body, which is really missing. And what's really cool about this EQ is that you can really pipe in a lot of low end that actually sounds very musical where frequencies don't naturally exist. So let's listen to this kick drum here, and you'll hear the example of what I'm talking about. So you can hear how I can add some low end here with the shelf and then sort of control the bottom or sub end of it here with the high pass filter. And if I want, I can even allow the subs to pass through. But you can see how it really adds that character in. And I can also do just a little bit of a dip in the mids to kind of pull out a little bit of the beach ball characteristic. And I'm just shoving up a little bit of high frequency to give it a little bit of air. And this makes it sound, you know, more like a real kick drum, whereas it sounds like this particular mic is very close up to the beater. And sometimes that can cut down a little bit on the low end characteristic. So it's really cool. What I really love about the VEQ3 in this particular case, and you'll see some other examples, is that you can really add in something sort of artificially where it doesn't exist, and you can really get pretty dramatic with the boosts and attenuations, and you really, really hear the and feel the effect of it. So it's almost like a way of artificially creating something that isn't naturally there, and that's just the kind of part of the original harmonic distortion characteristics and well-modeled here in this plugin by Waves. So another example of this where I'd like to use this EQ, and we'll just sort of skip ahead here, which is over to the vocals. And one of the things that is really cool about the VEQ3 in this particular case, and sometimes I only use it just for this particular thing, which is going to the 12 kilohertz setting. So if you're familiar with the 1073 EQ, there's something that's very special about that 12 kilohertz frequency on the high end, whereas the 1066 had the 10 kilohertz frequency. This just has like a different characteristic tone to it that I really like, or a different air to it that's very cool. So let me move up to the verse where the vocals are.
It shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey hands.
So it has this amazing way of really bringing out the breathiness without it being harsh. So let's listen to, it's not that the 10 kilohertz sound bad, but let's listen to a comparison between the two frequencies here.
it shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey hands. Eat or be fed, the moon is brand new, dirt into bread.
There's something there that's just I like about it. It just seems more natural and musical sounding. And you can get pretty excessive. So this is like, you know, almost 6.5 dB of gain on that particular thing. It also works well for a male vocal. So we have a male vocal where I did the identical thing.
Soon it shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey hand. He will be fair. The moon is brand new. Dirt into bread. Lucky view, lucky view.
It has an amazing, amazing way of really opening up the sound, which I really love. And that's those are just some classic examples of where the VEQ3 really shines. And I really love that particular frequency selection and sort of creating some things artificially on that end. Now, when getting to some other things, like for example, I'm going to take a step back here with the snare and take a look at the VEQ4. Now, the VEQ4 is much more of a detailing EQ. So this I have much more control. So if I have a sound where I really need to dig in and work with the settings and really shape the sound, you know, with more precision and detail, then the VEQ4 is a much better way to go. So you have so many more selections in the mid-band and the high EQ, the high Q switch, excuse me, to steepen the bell curve makes a big difference. The fact that you can go to bell selections on the shelving EQ offers additional control. So you really, really have a lot to work with. Just in the mid-band parametrics, you have from 200 cycles or 220 all the way up to 8K, which is pretty cool. And then you also have additional frequencies here that you get on the high frequency shelf, so from 3K on up. So the overlap between the different filters is really tremendously helpful. So sort of like the kick drum, what happened here was I needed a bit more precision in terms of pulling out some body from the snare. So let's take a listen to this in and out. So what I really did here was just a shelving EQ at 4.7K to kind of bring that up. But I also toned it down on the top here with a little 12K low-pass filter. I did a high-pass filter on the bottom end. And then I have a boost with a bell curve at around 100 cycles. Now, this is a bit below what the fundamental is of this particular snare, but close enough where adding in that body really helps. And then I'm just dipping a bit of the boxiness out from slightly above there, just to kind of help to focus the sound here. And this gives it a little bit more musical character from the original sound, which is a bit dead. So this is with the overheads. Oh, that's the overhead, sorry. That's the room sound. So what I can do here is just give you kind of a quick A-B of what this sounds like here with these four mics. So you can hear how you can really pull a lot out of it musically, create the openness really well. And that's just, it's just amazing, and still have the warmth and musicality as part of the music. The claps here are a big part of this big sound as well. And here I just added in a touch of body, you know, rolling off some of the sub frequencies to cut down on that. And a little presence here with the shelving control from 3K on up. So that's the basics of that. Let's take a look at another example. You saw the VEQ4 on the drum squash. I also used it on the lead vocal. Here, this was just to do a little bit of kind of subtle tucking type of work. I'm on this female vocal, I'm doing a high pass filter and a low pass filter above 18K, which is kind of, you know, fairly soft. And in the mid range, I'm just dipping a little bit of 330 here to kind of bring out or pull out a little bit of a little bit of a boxiness or a tonal coloration that I was getting from the room.
It shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey.
Just to kind of add to, the vocal has needs to have like a very kind of airy kind of quality. So I wanted to pull away a little bit of that. And that's where, you know, the precision EQ with the high Q band really allows me to sort of narrow that in. So we'll see how different that sounds with the high Q and without.
The wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey hands. Eat or be fed, the moon.
So because it's a subtle amount, it's not a large amount, it's a subtle difference there. Let's just take a quick look at the EQ here on the male vocal, and this is very similar. So the combination of the two.
It shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat.
So this is without the processing.
Honey has, eat or be fed. The moon is brand new, dirt into bread. Lucky view, lucky view, lucky view, lucky view.
In the in between the EQs here is a V comp, and this is giving me a moderate amount, pretty heavy amount of gain reduction, really kind of pulling the sound together. And so the combination of all these three, I'll just bypass the V-comps and you'll kind of hear what this is doing.
It shall pass, the wine in your glass, a scratch in your throat, honey has. Eat or be fed, the moon is brand new.
So you can see here how that just kind of pulls the sound together, adds a bit of air in a very similar way as you heard with the V-comp on the drum squash and also on the master bus compressor. So one last thing I want to do here, just to kind of show you what the overall of this is doing, we'll just do a bypass of all of the plugins going all the way across the spectrum. So I'm going to just do that with my handy option key here and just listen to the whole mix. So this is the original without any processing. So what you can really feel like the openness, the body, the musicality, and how much it really brings everything to life. You really hear that with the V-comp compressors and all of the EQs and the detailing work. And this is not a long mix. I put this together actually fairly quickly, not to brag or say anything from that perspective, but just to really show that in just limiting myself to the VEQs and the V-Comp, just using V-Series plugins, how quickly I was able to pull together a mix, have all the detail I need from the VEQ4, all the shaping and warmth I like from the VEQ3, the ability to kind of pull and mold together sounds with the V-Comp and get like good pumping or heavy parallel compression kind of characteristics. Really musical, amazing, and really captures the character of those vintage components from the 60s and the 70s. So this wraps up this video. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to just give a quick thanks to Chris Cerny and Folding Legs, who provided the music for this video. They can be reached if you're interested at folding-legs.com. That's Chris Cerny and Folding Legs. That's the name of the band. This is Waves B-Series. Thanks for tuning in.